Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome back to the Max Live Audio Show. As always, I'm James Khan, and this is Max Live Audio Show. Before we start, I'd like to take a couple minutes to fill you in about some stuff that happened over this past week. Number one, we crashed 100 downloads before 30 days since the launch of the podcast, which was a personal goal of mine. And right now we are at 150. It's going amazing. Thank you all so much for listening, sharing. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am, and I will do my best to bring you as much value as I can. Number two, I will be launching a YouTube channel since I will start filming every single podcast that I do. And I will be posting interviews that I will be doing with incredible people that are coming in on the podcast. So keep an eye out for that. I will leave the link to my YouTube channel down below, so go subscribe there. Yes, this is a shameless plug. Number three, and the last thing we will get to the podcast, I will be launching something that has been going through my mind for a week for my audience, because I want to really push people out there. You can send me your side hustles every single week. I will dedicate the Friday of every single week. It's going to be Side Hustle Friday, where I will be posting your projects to put you out to the world. So I will also leave my Instagram handle in the show notes. You can send me whatever you want for your side hustles, and I will be posting every single thing that I get on Fridays. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye-bye. And welcome back to the Max Live Audio Show. As always, I'm your host, James Khan. And in today's episode, on a Thursday, I'm recording this at 10 at night, so please excuse my tired voice. I'm doing my best to record this episode. I have to, but I've been working since 8 o'clock this morning. Right now it's 10 o'clock, so please excuse my voice. I'm tired, but I will do my best to bring you value once again. So, in today's episode, we will be discussing how do you take advantage of a financial crisis that is about to happen so that you can develop a project that you might have in mind and you didn't take the time to execute. Disclaimer number one. This is purely for discussion. I'm not a professional. I'm not an advisor, a consultant. I'm just talking about things I have in my mind and I've read about, and I've taken opinions of people that are smarter than me. Number two, the quality of the recording might not be the best. I'm recording this in my room, as always, but it's raining outside. It's raining heavily. Winter has come. Game of Thrones people. So please excuse the quality of the sound. I will do my best to remove it in post-production, but I don't guarantee anything. So let's begin. What I want you to consider is, number one, there's an upcoming recession. I've been talking about the recession that is about to happen since January of 2020, because I saw certain things happening. People thought I'm crazy because we're, like they said, a small economy and it will not happen and on and on and on. But if you think about it, it's a global thing. the first recession that we 90s kids lived was because of a real estate bubble that bursted in the US, which was a huge market that implicated a lot of countries. But it started in the US in 2007-08, and it came to Cyprus in 2013. That's 5 to 6 years later. So you have to imagine that right now, this thing that's happening, it's global. So I don't think a lot of people will get away with it. But onto the subject. What you have to consider is right now, we all have passions that we want to chase. We all have things that we want to turn into reality. Point is, right now, with an upcoming recession happening, you can take this time to create the best possible project that you can build. What I mean by that, when a recession happens, that means a lot of businesses will go out of business, sadly. But you will have time in your hands that you didn't have before, because you will not be going out as much, things will not be moving as much as they did before. So you can take this time to build an audience, build a community, build a team, build people, bring attention to yourself, so that when you build your passion project, you're ready when the recession goes, when the recession ends, you're ready to monetize it and create a business out of it. What you have to do first is like truly take the time to find your passion, like work as hard as possible to develop those skills that can help you create the best product, service, the best project for your passion. This is number one. Number two, as soon as you find your passion and you find the skills that you need to further evolve that passion, work on them. Work on them relentlessly. You have nothing to lose. You're doing it for yourself. Work as much as possible. Educate yourself as much as possible. Take multiple resources from people that have more knowledge than you do on your specific niche and thing that you want to do. Take the time to take advices from people. That will be key. Number three, in order to build an audience, a community around what you want, what you wish, it is an essential thing for people to sympathize with you, for people to see what you're actually trying to build, for people to see what you want to have at the future. This will be both inspiring, it will make people root for you, because you have a community around you. You will feel stronger if you have people supporting you. So what do? You have to document the process. One of my favorite things that an entrepreneur ever said was from Gary Vaynerchuk, where he said, document over create. Because when you document the whole process of you building something, instead of appearing one day out of nowhere and saying I've built this, that means that it's easier for people to sympathize with your project if you really document the process. Document every single step. Talk about it. Build a small community around what you want to have, so that when the time comes, you're able to utilize the power of that community to push your project out to the people. So, as soon as you have the time to document the process, have a business plan down, or a plan of how you will evolve this passion project to a business, and be ready to turn into reality. Take the time to search as much as possible on this, so that when the time comes, you are ready. Test the sign of the times. Take your time. Be ready. Tease stuff with your community so that you are able to check. Let's say, for example, your passion project includes 5 things. You know it's more difficult for people to keep an eye out for 5 things, for example. So you test the waters with your community, with other people. You test those 5 things, you delete the 2, and you have 3 left. So you built a business on top of 3 basic products, services. Your project is based off of 3 things that your community chose. You talked about this with your community and you have them choose what you follow. So you already have a clientele down. Be ready to create this as a business as soon as
you're ready.
Offer value during that time when you document the process, and be ready as soon as the recession goes out. You monetize, you turn your passion project to the business that makes you live off, and just enjoy it, just go with it, just keep on evolving as a person, as a business person, as an individual that offered value, as much value as possible. Be ready as soon as the recession goes. As soon as the recession ends, you will most probably have a business to yourself to further evolve forever. Take a time to imagine that. You have the time right now in the middle of a recession to create something amazing. Take the time, build it, document the process, offer value. Use your community, utilize your community to test the products that you want to sell, the things that you want to sell. Build a business plan idea, write it down, be ready. As soon as you notice that the recession is going out, be ready to monetize and enjoy it. This was a very short rant. Thank you for logging in again today. I'm really, really tired. I hope I offer value, especially in those 10 minutes of me recording. I will do my best post-production to remove the ambient sound of the rain. Maybe I'll leave it to create a little mood. I don't know. I'll see. Thank you again, as always. I'm James Khan. This is Mike's Live Audio Show. I try to offer value to you as much as possible to help you make your dreams, turn your dreams into reality. Thank you for listening once again. If you like this, if you enjoy this, share it with your friends, your family, your parents, your grandchildren, whoever listens to this, send it to people. Thank you for your support so far. We've reached almost 100 downloads. It's not even 30 days since I launched the podcast and I've done 0 marketing on it. So please keep on listening. Thank you for being with me on this journey. I'll see you in the next one.